Support for this episode of Pwned and the following message come from New Harbor Security. New Harbor Security is your end-to-end provider of security services and security solutions. If you're looking for smart security solutions and services for your business, visit us at www.newharborsecurity.com. I traveled to 7 cities this week. It was a little intense to say the least, but luckily I had some company which made the trip a little bit easier. While I was in Austin, I was listening to the cover band The Spasmatics, and I was talking to a friend about the Pwned podcast. And if you're ever in Austin on a Wednesday night, I would highly recommend that you stop by and see The Spasmatics. There was actually a really good time. We're kicking around some ideas for content for Pwned. So out of Austin, Texas, this week's question is, what is the single commonality I see amongst successful security leaders? This is Pwned, the weekly show about questions I hear from security professionals and my peers from the industry. Each week, I'll pick one question or great conversation I had during the previous week and recap it here. I'll cover a variety of different topics, from security frameworks to security technologies, best practices, and how-tos. The one commonality I see among successful security leaders is their ability to build relationships within a security organization. They're able to get their peers and other folks within the organization to pick up the security gauntlet to enable their security program. They're also able to get other organizational cohorts to self-select the correct security decisions when no one else is looking. I was pretty fortunate early in my career that someone much smarter than me taught me about the not invented here stance by many people. The idea of not invented here is someone's general resistance to the idea because it isn't their own, and no matter what, they believe that their ideas are better. One of the most concise definitions I found on this topic actually comes from Wikipedia. And the excerpt that I want to read is, not invented here is the reasons for not wanting to use the work of others is varied, but can include desire to support a local economy instead of paying royalties to a foreign license holder, fear of patent infringement, lack of understanding of the foreign work, unwillingness to acknowledge the value of others, jealousy, or forming part of a wider turf war. As a social phenomenon, this philosophy can manifest itself as the unwillingness to adopt an idea or product because it originates from elsewhere. What I've learned from this is sometimes arguing with someone who has the not invented here stance matters less because while you might win the argument now, you might win the technical facts today, that same person will try to prove in the long term while you were wrong and look to sabotage, perhaps indirectly, your success. I digress a little bit, but my point is that successful relationship builders can see the bigger picture and don't get mired down in petty arguments of singular facts. As I look back over my career, I can clearly connect some relationship dots. One thing that I always did was take care of the vendors who came to visit me. See, when I was a CISO, I lived in northern Vermont. And anybody I could get to leave from Boston to make the 3-hour drive to visit me was amazing. Now, I wasn't always a buyer, but one thing I would do is make it worth their drive by taking them out to dinner, spending time with them, learning about them, and learning about their personal life. Now, nothing lasts forever, and when I left my security job, it was those relationships that helped me start New Harbor Security and was part of the reason why New Harbor Security is as successful as it is today. Now that I'm on the vendor side, I've realized that the vendor community is way, way bigger network than security professionals who perform security for their company or work in industry, as the term goes. The vendor network is very large. And the thing about the vendor network is that they talk to everybody. They're an amazing network to draw on if you ever needed help. And I often see security professionals treating the vendor community fairly harsh And I'd say the same really goes vice versa. But really, we're all fighting the same battle and we have a lot of commonalities. And if we accept that, we're better together. So my answer to this week's question is, what is a single commonality I see amongst successful security leaders? It's their ability to build long-term relationships with internal cohorts, as well as develop external partnerships with outside organizations. These are the individuals that I see excel and exceed the most in their security career. Thanks for listening to the show this week. If you want to learn more, listen to previous episodes, or snag some show notes, you can go to my website at justinfimlay.com and you can reach me on the contact form, or you can direct message me on Twitter at justinfimlay. Please also subscribe to the show at Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating, as your ratings help to make this show possible.